Spread them cheeks. Spread them, folks. Spread them. Y'all know who's coming in right now. This is Keaton Big Sexy. We coming in right now. We gonna let our words crawl through your podcast, crawl through your computer, all up in your ear, and run all around your brain. Big Sexy.
What is up, people? We are back in the mix. It's summertime. We're hot. We're buzzed.
We always hot.
We sweaty. Whatever.
Yeah.
Good times. Today we got a new topic for you. This is a universal subject that people have been talking about for years and years and years.
Can it happen? Can we do it? Is it possible?
I don't think it's possible. You think it's possible either.
What is it?
Here it is right here. Can guys and girls be friends? Just friends.
Wow. They must be related, right?
No. I heard some stories about that, but... I digress.
Yes.
The basic topic is, can a regular guy and a regular girl who are not related,
right,
not sleeping together,
can they
both be friends?
Not co-workers? You mean like just kicking it?
Hey, let's go to the movie tonight. What are you doing? Nothing? Let's go out. Let's go get a drink. Let's hang out. Let's go to dinner. Let's hang out.
Here's a good question. Can they be best friends?
I mean, I don't even think they could be regular friends.
Right.
Uh-huh. Let's just jump right in. Okay. Let's see. Going on my 29 years of dopeness.
Okay.
And experience.
Right.
I don't think I've ever had a legitimate only girlfriend. She's only a friend, I mean.
You know what? I'm going to have to say this. I've had plenty of girls that were friends.
But...
I tried to sleep with them all.
That's the point.
I tried to sleep with them all.
I was waiting for you to bring it up. That's the point.
All of them.
From the guy's point of view...
So if any of you girls out there want to be Ski's friend, I will try and sleep with you.
You're not going to be the friend because you're just on the back burner.
Unless you're related to me, then you're not a friend.
And
you're
even just, then...
You're a relative.
And even then... I mean...
No.
I'm sorry. I don't want to give up your shit like that. I'm sorry.
It's like that.
Okay, seriously.
Why don't you quit writing low man him love letters?
You mean William?
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
That's how they do it in Plano.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's from the guy's point of view. Every guy who ever gets close to a girl, he's getting close to her for a reason. He's getting close to her because he wants something more, and he's not getting close to her because he likes her. Ideas.
Let's keep it real, dog. Chicks with big titties have more guy friends. Because you know what it's because of?
Because the guys want to suck on them titties.
Yes, that's right.
Every guy is going to play that role and be that dude to get in close and get in good so that one night, accidentally, her guard gets left down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're such a good friend. You're so close. That's every guy. That's every guy's perspective on this.
I've been that guy. I will be that guy tomorrow. I'll be that guy the next day. And look, if you guys can't identify, don't even have to listen to this. Go look in the mirror. You will see that guy.
Yes.
That guy is in you somewhere.
That guy is running your life. That guy is you. That guy is you.
Look in your closet. Look at your good clothes. Walk outside to that nice car you got.
Your good clothes that she probably picked out for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, go on out, look out that nice job. What motivated you to get that? Yeah. Exactly.
Why you brush your teeth in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you still ain't fucking. Anyways, yeah. From the guy's point of view, every guy who has a platonic girlfriend, he sees something. You see some potential, at least.
When do you think... the young players actually discover this, though? Do you think they discover it in high school?
Dog, no.
Do you think
they
discover it in grade school?
No. Fuck that.
Kindergarten? Right. When do you think the young players actually discover, hey, you know what? I need to get up in them draws. You know, this is fun, but I need to hit them skins.
I was thinking you were saying something else. When do you realize that your friends aren't your friends?
Oh, yeah.
Your girlfriend's not your girlfriend that you're actually trying to fuck up. But what you're saying, I'm thinking, it's like
14, 15, 13.
Yeah, I was going to say 13.
13, yeah. 13. Maybe 12.
How long did you wait to get pubes? Shit.
Dude, whatever, man.
17?
All I know is my dick was on hard probably at 4 on. So when I was like 4, it was like Luke Skywalker. That's you know, when the saber went up, I already had the
trying
power.
To fuck your sister?
You know what I mean? No, whatever, no. I had the power of the force. The minute it went up, I was like, I know what to do with this. Thank you for this power. So yeah, that's where I'm going. It's like, Obi-Wan's back off. I got this.
Then it disappears in the middle of battle, like Obi-Wan. Okay, that's what I keep saying. Like from every guy's perspective, if you're a girl, just know that all of your guy friends are trying to fuck you. Let me say that. Maybe they're not trying to fuck you.
Why wouldn't they try, though?
No, I'm saying.
Okay.
No, maybe they're not trying to fuck you, but if you open that door even a tiny little bit.
Oh, man. You know what the thing that tripped me out about this shit is? There's probably chicks listening to this, and this turns into so-and-so's not like that. So-and-so's not like that. So-and-so. That's because so-and-so won't. You know what? So-and-so's too pussy to say something. But I guarantee you.
Either the guy is too pussy to say something, or this chick is
just in her own.
Maybe not even naive. She's just in her own little world. She's in her own bubble that she can see her friends as being only her friends. She's too into herself to look around and see the perspective.
You know what?
We're in LA, bitch.
This is what I tell my chick friends. This is what I'm going to tell my chick friends. Because you know what? One of my chick friends may actually hear this podcast, not know it's me on the podcast.
Doubt it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But you know, for the sake of the listeners, all right. For the sake of the listeners, they hear it, they're like, oh, I heard something on the podcast that was very disturbing. So they come up to me in my everyday life and they say, hey, yo, Skeet, which is not my real name. Skeet. And I'm like, yeah.
It's not?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, yeah. I'm getting my birth certificate changed. But they're like, Skeet. I heard something on the podcast. They said, you know, you're my friend. And I was just wondering, you know, like they said everybody wants to fuck their friends. And they would ask, girls are crazy when they ask you this. They say, do you want to try anything? It's like, I may not try nothing. But the
you're
going to
say no.
I would. No, I ain't going to say no.
Well, maybe I'll not you. Them, you're out. You're honest
there,
as hell.
I'll be like.
But I mean, 99% of the dudes out there, they're going to say, oh, no, please. Come on. We're just friends.
Fuck that.
That's what all the guys are going to say, though. But I'm saying, I mean, a normal guy is going to say that, though. And every girl, that's why every girl thinks the way that they do, is because all these guys are telling the same shit.
But that's
bullshit, though.
I'm telling you straight out like
Why would the dude tell you the truth?
If you ask me, if we've been kicking it, and you ask me, you say, hey, Skeet, you know, would you hit this? I'd be like, you know what? Yes, I would. I mean, I may not have pushed up on it.
Would a girl ever ask you that, though? Point blank like that?
I hope she does.
That would be the shit, but come on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like that. We don't live in a perfect world.
Yeah, we don't. We definitely don't.
But, you know, that's where it's at.
No, I agree with you 100%, though. Because, I mean, that's another the other point of view from it. Dude, the naive girls who think that these dudes, just because they're telling them exactly what they want to hear.
Right.
They think that shit is true.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, you get...
Thanks, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you get in that friend zone and you just chill.
Yeah, exactly. Sitting in that pocket, you know, waiting for the perfect catch. That catch ain't coming, homie. You gotta jump out of that pocket and try and get on the field, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Then, you know, you go on those shopping dates with your girlfriend.
Oh, you motherfuckers killed me.
And then it gets so bad that, like, you're going on the shopping dates and she's trying on, like, lingerie in front of you. It's like, oh, I'm so comfortable with you.
You know what the thing is?
Guess what you are? You're the gay friend.
Yes, you are.
You're the gay best
friend. Yes, you are.
That's what you are, pimp.
Yes, you are.
You are the gay best friend.
You know who I hate, man? I hate them motherfuckers, man, that's been chilling in that pocket for so long. And then them motherfuckers, they can't concede. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been chilling in that pocket for so long, and then somebody else comes along, and they hit it. And the dude that hit it, the dude that hit it is a player that's been like, you know.
He's got some game.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then those dudes that's been, you know, playing that slow game for the longest time, they mad. They like,
yeah, what about, oh, what is that?
This motherfucker, I can't believe it.
It's no, like, you know what it is? Those dudes get all jealous. It's like,
yeah.
You're fucking that guy?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Man. Oh,
that
my
guy?
God.
I've been carrying your purse for 6 years.
Oh, my God.
And you're gonna fuck that dude?
Doug.
You get lonely at night? What, I'm a cold body?
Yeah.
What? Okay. What, bitch? That, really? Seriously? You're gonna fuck this dude? You don't even remember his name?
That's the shit that pisses
me. That shit's funny as hell, though.
Yeah.
From the outside, that shit's funny as hell.
Yeah. But You know, that's. I just wanted to get my.
But yeah, you play yourself into that position though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
Like from the guy's point of view, I understand the angle. You're trying to get in as close as humanly possible, so that one day that her guard is let down, which it probably won't.
Probably won't.
But one day that it is, and she's vulnerable and probably really drunk.
Right.
You can slip in literally.
Yeah.
It's like that's a 1 in a million chance right there. That's play the lottery. You got a better chance, pimp.
You know, it's the angle you always got to come at them with. It depends on where they meet you. It depends on how they meet you. It depends on who knows you that they know. You know what I mean? Like, it depends on a lot of factors. It depends on what circle they run in, what circle you run in, and all the times who's running with who. So we can always go there. There's just one chick we like to talk about.
Yeah, there's this one girl that we know. I don't think we're going to bring her name up.
No, hell no. Because
we like her enough that we're... Enough. We like her enough that we're not going to bring up her name. But we'll call her, we'll call her Candy.
We'll call her...
I think Candy's good for
her. Who's that chick that broke up the Beatles?
You're getting away too much, pimp. Her name is Candy. Okay, so this girl Candy, we've known her for approximately 5 years.
About 5 years.
Give or take.
Yeah.
She is a she's in the service industry.
Yes.
She's not a working girl.
No, if that's what you're thinking.
She's in the legitimate service industry.
So, AZ, back off.
Yeah, back off. No more feminist shit. No more protests.
Mm-hmm. But come on down to the studio. We want to have you in one day. We want your opinion. We don't want to talk about no election shit, though. Whatever.
I
want to
jiggle your titties. Yeah. I mean, I want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah. I want to feel your butt. I mean.
But.
We want to hear your opinion.
Anyways, this girl, we've known her for a long time. And she's a weird chick to get a hold of.
Yeah.
Eventually, after you know someone for 5-6 years or whatever, you kind of get a feel of the kind of person they are.
Right.
You kind of get a feel for their personality.
So that's a long ass time to be knowing.
Exactly. Somebody. You're drinking, you're playing, you're clowning, dancing, just doing stuff together.
You throw a shot out, like a little, hey, what you doing after this? You know what
exactly.
I mean? You throw a shot in every once in a while, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so where are you going with this big
thing? I mean, I'm saying this girl, after all these years, both of us and our immense amounts of game.
Oh, tons of that shit.
Combined, tons. We still have no idea where this bitch is coming from.
She don't even know, dog. She don't even know.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's the main thing. And that's probably the main thing of it all.
Look, everybody going to put in their 2 cents and they going to say something and, you know, hey, whatever. Everybody stumped a player, the next player around, and then I'll stump a player and you stump the next player and... Whatever, put in your 2 cents, whatever. I guess it's appreciated. But here we go.
This chick is our friend. She's each of our friends.
Enough.
She's our friend. Yeah, enough. Yeah, she's our friend. Not out of us playing that game. She's our friend out of the fact that we've both tried.
We frequent a place that she's normally at, you know.
And she's worked at. And,
yeah, and then, you know, like, through the course of time, like, we know some mutual people.
Yeah.
And you know, she knows the same people we know. And then next thing you know, like, every once in a while, like, not even every once in a while, like, once every year, maybe, we'll be in the same place at the same time. And we'll say, hey, what's
up?
It
has gotten to that point, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like a, hey, baby, what you doing today? Oh, did he do that to you last night? Oh, I can't believe he
did. Yeah, we're definitely not playing that simp game. But, I mean, as far as everything we've been saying, she's still only our friend, not because of us, but because of this bitch. She's playing some weird-ass game that we don't even understand.
Right.
But like you said earlier, I don't even think she understands what she's doing.
No, she don't. She ain't had a man for the longest time. And that's all her.
Yeah, she's...
Whatever.
She could have had two right here.
Yeah.
Like I said, Yoko Ono. She could have had two right here, but...
Well, I don't know if I would have been her man, but, you know, I mean, like...
Enough? Like, you keep saying enough?
Enough?
She
would have down, peoples. I would have broke it down.
You would let her believe that you
were... Oh, yeah, I would have broke that down.
On paper.
Yeah.
Come be your boyfriend on paper. Just don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell the bitches.
I would have broke that. I'll still break that down. Let my phone ring in the middle of this podcast.
But the point of all this, I know we're taking a long time to get to the point, but the point of this chick that we're bringing up is that she has probably 700 male friends.
Oh, easily.
She, easily. Like I said, she's in the service industry. She's very popular in our little area over here by the beach.
Easily.
700 male friends who worship her literally would just bend over backwards for this bitch. Give her anything she wants.
Right.
Anytime, any day. But, you know, she's playing some game. I don't even know.
She don't even know what she wants. She knows she's got, like, she's got a stack of cards.
Yes.
She can pull an ace, she can pull a king, whatever she want to do. But you know what? She just want to play with all the fucking cards.
She's
afraid her king is going to turn into a fucking, I don't know, a 2 on the next hand, and she ain't going to hit that 21. You feel what I'm saying? She don't know what she wants.
It's gotten to the point that we even thought for a while that she might even be gay. That's how weird her game is.
I mean,
we could probably get into it, but
we don't have to.
Yeah, that's how weird this girl game is.
We really don't have to.
The moral of this story is that it's their fault.
Yeah, it's all you women fault.
You bitches. Fuck you, bitches. It's all you bitches' fault. Stop playing the games. Know that no guy is gonna be your friend.
You know what's pissing me off? Before we cut out of here, man, I gotta say this, man. This new millennium bitch, right? All right, let's say this. The new millennium bitches, the bitches of us, like the Gen X, Gen Y bitches, bitches, the bitches that's on Girls Gone Wild, these bitches like, oh, I'm so free in the sex. I can vote now. I can do all this.
Vote now?
No, but you feel
80 years?
Hold on. Go ahead. Back then, women, you know, I mean, like, there's a lot of women are looking at things like dudes, right? For the most part.
Yeah.
Like, I know plenty of chicks fucking dudes, doing their thing, going out just like a dude would, getting their rocks off and coming back home. And cool. Do that. But still, like, as much as y'all claim to do that, y'all ain't doing it like us. Because I guarantee you, if y'all was doing it like us, there'd be a lot more fucking going on around here.
There'd be a lot more happier guys.
Oh, fuck yeah. Every dude I know would be coming back to me talking about, like, hey, yo, Ski, dude, I broke this piece of ass down last night. You wouldn't believe it. But when I hear that,
remember that chick?
Yeah.
That's how every conversation would start.
I'd be like,
remember that chick?
Shit.
Like, yeah, dog.
It'd be like, let me call her right now. Yeah. But, you know, that's what we talking about. So, you know, if y'all listening, please listen more so y'all can get our point of view on things.
Guys and girls cannot be just friends. The guy always has ulterior motive. And the girl is playing too much games.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Done.
Right. Peace.